Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, September 15th. We've got grains mixed overnight with corn and beans rallying slightly, wheat a little bit lower. I think the recovery from overnight lows in the corn and beans due to the 11th hour resolution tentatively of that possible rail strike. So that has been shelved for the time being. We'll see if the unions agree to it and sign off on it. Basically looks like a 24% raise going back a couple of years is going to be an $11,000 payment for the retroactive part of it. And then moving forward, not sure of the rest of the details, but that seems to have put a little bit of a stop to the selling we've seen in the last couple of days in corn and beans. We had the corn basically the last 3 days traded from the high of Monday's rally down near the lows, and now we're sitting down the bottom third of that range. Soybeans had a similar track over the week. Good strong rally on Monday following Friday's trade. And then the last 3 days, we've given back about half of that, but stabilized there in the beans. Wheat just drifted a little bit lower. So let's take a look at December corn first. Finished up 2.5 cents, 684 and three quarters. Again, we're down near the low end of Monday's wide range. December wheat finished down 4.75 cents in Chicago at 867. And a quarter, put in a new high overnight at 884 and three quarters. That's as high as we've been since July 12th in the Chicago wheat. December Kansas City wheat down 2.25, 944 and three quarters. Also put in a high going back to July 11th, July 12th at 958 before dropping 18 cents after that. Again, finishing down 2.25, 944 and three quarters. December Minneapolis spring wheat finished up 3.5 cents at 941.5. November beans finished up a quarter cent at 1455.25. We traded right down to the 100-day moving average, which comes in at about 1450. We'll see if we hold there again, giving back about half of the rally for Monday. So we'll take a look at that. We had some of those export numbers that had been delayed for over a month kind of leaking out in bunches a couple of weeks at a time, a week at a time. We'll kind of wait and sift through those numbers and see when they're all totaled up to give some better comparisons later. Outside markets, you've got the dollar trading right now down about five ticks, 109.58. We've got crude oil down $1.60 a barrel at 86.86. Stock market down just about 20 points. So a little bit negative on the outside markets there, especially with the crude, a little bit positive with the rail resolution. We will see how the markets filter that information through the rest of the day. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.